Chapter 1. Claudia. I pause to wait for Jeannie to sniff the trunk of a tree, which is a huge mistake. The other two dogs I'm walking this morning think it's okay to turn our morning walk into a sniff fest. I'm really off my game this morning, and it's all because of the announcement about the city planner position with the city of Cider Cove. The application packet is intense, and I need letters of recommendation, a portfolio, the experience, and it's at least a 3-interview process. Application packets are due November 14th, and that gives the current city planner and his team of people 6 weeks to find his replacement before his retirement begins. Come on, I say to Jeannie as I tug on her leash. Walk. Let's walk. With dogs, you need to use short, easy commands. I take these three dogs on their morning walks every weekend, and Jeannie, a miniature poodle, looks up at me with her happy little smile on her face. Yes, she's cute and she knows it. Walk, I say, tugging on the golden doodle's leash, as well as the black, full-size schnauzer who needs way more exercise than I can give him in an hour on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Part of me wishes I could start and run a full-time doggy walking business, but that's only on pure, clear, somewhat cool Saturday mornings like today. I definitely love my job, what with all the cute skirts and slacks and blouses I get to wear. I'm not like Lizzie or anything, who started doing some plus-size modeling, but she's good with fashion, and she gives me plenty of items that I actually really like. Right now, it's my job causing me to lose focus on the dog walking. And it's walking. It's not hard. The path we're on is one I've walked many times, the emerald green grass on my right side opening up to a large field where several people have come to throw balls and frisbees to their canines. I'm not paid to do that, and it would make me a little nervous anyway. I have good control of my dogs, but Willie the Schnauzer tends to bolt when he sees someone or something he likes. Even now, he's tugging on the leash a little too hard for my liking. Don't pull me, I say as I give his leash a hard tug. It pulls him back to me, and he looks over his shoulder as if I've done him a horrible wrong. But he slows down and keeps pace with the other two dogs. If anything, Jeannie's the one working the hardest, her little tawny legs moving at twice the speed of the other dogs. I make plans to work on my portfolio when I get back to the big house, because I have plenty of experience in terms of events from my last several years as the public works director. The desperation to make sure every single thing is exactly right with my application claws at me, and I round the bend in the path, now turning into the sun. Some people complain about the heat in South Carolina, but I personally love it. It's not as bad as South Texas, where I grew up, and it's got the beach instead of the border of Mexico. I love the beach, and sometimes if I'm feeling particularly peppy, I walk the doggos on the sand instead of through this park. It's a harder walk for all of us, as the sand shifts in mysterious ways beneath our feet, and Lucy, the golden doodle, is a little bit psycho around water. But I determine that tomorrow, I'll take the dogs to the beach to do our morning walk. I'm going to get this job, I tell the trio of canines. I managed the cleanup of Discovery Park, and that place was a mess. Now, it's one of the most reserved pavilions and the pickleball courts there are impossible to get on. I've been working on that layout in my portfolio for a week, and I think I've about got it done. Right. As they often do when I'm stewing over work, my thoughts move to the only person I think could get this job over me. Beckett Fletcher. He's the deputy director in the Public Works Department for the city, and he does a lot of work with private investors and businesses, using their donations to improve public lands. He's done some incredible projects too, including a riverwalk improvement that I sometimes take the dogs to, and I know his portfolio will be as flawless as mine. I scoff under my breath because there's no way he can put together a double-page display that shows the before and after the way I can. For once, my scrapbooking skills have come in handy, and I never thought I'd say that. My phone rings, thankfully distracting me from the downward spiral of my thoughts. Rye's name sits there, and I swipe on the call with my thumb while maintaining control over the three dogs with my left hand. They trot along on my left side like the good puppers they are, and I say, "Hey, Rye," as I lift my phone to my ear. "Hey, are you out walking the dogs?" "Yep." Emma says she could use some help at the shop today, and I got the task of calling everyone. Her voice slows on the last few words, almost turning into a question without becoming one. I suppress my sigh because I don't mind helping Emma at her florist shop. What's she got going on? She has a wedding tonight, Rye said. And someone just came in, begging and crying for flowers for their company party. A company party? My eyebrows go up toward the sun. You know how Emma is, Rye says with the sigh I